Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of October 25th. I'm your guide and host, Sheila Belanger. We move into some cycles this week that help us take it deeper, to get real with ourselves. A phrase from the poem I'll read you at the end of this podcast: look to the one you are becoming. With all the changes happening, continuing to happening inside and out, it's important to mark sometimes, yeah, this phase of my life is over. This identity is over. And to stop pretending you or the world or other people are not who they are. We start with that Tuesday, October 26th. Venus squares Neptune at 20 degrees of Sagittarius, Pisces. And remember, again, if you don't understand about the degree measurement, don't worry about it. So Venus is the lover, the relational one as an archetype. And when she's involved in a cycle, it's calling us to look at what we really care about, what's important to us. She's been in Sagittarius for a little bit. Sagittarius is a fire sign that is about aiming with aspiration for a bigger picture. Our principles, our philosophy, what our meaning. It's a wonderful cycle, Venus and Sagittarius, that invites us to love what we care about in terms of deeper meaning. But also Sagittarius as an energy can get on its soapbox and be certain about things. And that's where the square comes in. That means that Venus and Neptune in the heavens this week look like there's a 90 degree angle between them. Neptune is the dreamer, visionary archetype. And whenever Neptune is active, it's about our deeper imagination, our deeper knowing underneath rational mind, our visions, our dreams. But equally, when Neptune's at play, we can be caught in spells we go under, or we can kind of pull the wool over our eyes. And especially now that Neptune's in Pisces and has been for a number of years, there is this opportunity to both dream the bigger dreams of life and what could happen for you in the world, but also to be completely in self-deception and sort of caught in your going under the spell of your own story. So when Venus squares Neptune this week, the challenge is get real in relationships. You can have aspiration, you can have dreams, and then bring it down to the earth. Ground yourself for yourself and others. It can be your interpersonal relationships. It can be your values. And Venus also has to do with our resources, money, things we own. So there's a quality this week of get real and understand what's done. Understand who you no longer are or what you're trying to make a relationship be. It's not. So look to how that might show up as an archetypal free theme and lean in. And then on Saturday, October 30th, the sun squares Saturn at 7 degrees of Scorpio and Aquarius. The sun is this solar energy, the hero, heroine, the conscious self. And whenever there's a strong cycle with the sun, it's like you're illuminating something, you're turning the flashlight on. Saturn is the structure maker, the archetypal, come to ground, get it real. When Saturn's active, there's that phrase, wake up and smell the coffee, get real, people. Okay, now the sun is in Scorpio, and this is important because we've just entered a strong Scorpio season astrologically. Scorpio is a water sign that has to do with getting down to it. It wants depth. It wants transformation. It has a deep regenerative power that says this is over, let it go. The sun in Scorpio just entered Scorpio on the 23rd of the month, and it'll be there for a month. We're now in a phase that we want to put the light on what's underneath things. And we want to stop BSing and pretending. And Saturn very much is the part of us that wants to get things in order, to be responsible, to be a mature, to be adulting. And Saturn is in Aquarius right now, which is a sign that wants to be with community, with a larger vision of how do we make it work for everybody. Let's be innovative. Let's be change agents. And so the Sun square Saturn is a very good time to just sort of get real with yourself and say, okay, I've got a sense of responsibility. I've got a sense of what I'm supposed to be doing for community, or how to help make the changes the world needs now on a personal and a collective level. And Scorpio says, get real. What can you really do? What's really important to you? Are you BSing yourself? What's hidden? What's underneath things? So it's a very much like get real. You know, look to what's really going on, and also look to what's dying. Whenever Scorpio is active, there's a whole sense of honoring the cycle of death and rebirth. So it's a get real, wake up and smell the coffee week. And on the same day, Saturday, October 30th, the planet Mars enters Scorpio for 6 weeks. It'll be there until December 13th. Mars stays in a sign for about 6 weeks unless it's retrograde. And we just recently had a new cycle of Mars begin. Mars and the Sun were together a couple weeks ago, which marks a new two-year cycle for Mars. So growing this archetype in you and the world, Mars is the warrior. Warrior is advocate. It's the one that takes a stand. It's the one that is a champion. It's also the one in us when we're wounded. It has to do with our anger and our unconscious violence. Now, Mars in Scorpio is a very intense 6 week period, because when Mars is in Scorpio, that archetype says, I'm tracking something underneath. I want to get to the heart of the matter, and I don't want BS. And Scorpio, in its positive expression as an energy, helps us to track when something is duplicitous and misaligned. When there's some stuff going down, you're like, that's BS. We got to stop that. Okay. But unconscious Scorpio can be very resentful and manipulative, and caught in power dynamics that are really unhealthy. So Mars in Scorpio in the next 6 weeks is calling you to have the courage, Mars, to champion cleaning your own act up, you know, getting real, what's off, how to, instead of going after somebody else, okay, look to my own house, thank you very much. And also to be honest about what's dying, what's finished, what needs regeneration, you know, what of your life is over. What is the old self, that the old skins you need to drop, so that you can be open to what wants to be reborn in your life? So look to that. And then finally, on Sunday, October 31st, the final cycle of Mercury trine Jupiter at 22 degrees of Libra Aquarius happens. I mentioned this cycle. Mercury, the communicator, the storyteller, it's been traveling through Libra. It's been retrograde in Libra for 3 weeks recently. And so Mercury, when it's in Libra, Libra is the sign of partnership, of bringing balance and fairness, and bringing beauty into the world. So there's been this review of our minds. And how do we bring our minds into balance with all the crazy, overwhelming stimulation that everyone's going through, and all the sometimes information that comes streaming through on social media news that is not for the highest good of anyone, okay? And a trine means two planets are in really harmonious energy with each other. They're about 120 degrees away from each other in the heavens. Jupiter is the teacher, expanded one. And when Jupiter is active in a cycle, it's asking us to look at our larger principles and what do we really believe in. So Mercury trine Jupiter, we've had 3 times that this has happened recently. The first one began on September 20th, and now on October 31st, it's finishing about a, you know, 5-6 week period. So part of this is giving you a chance to say, how has my mind grown in the last 5 to 6 weeks? Where have I opened up to more innovations, Jupiter in Aquarius, in my sense of relationships? Who are my primary people? And have I expanded my mind about them? Have I expanded my mind about myself? Have I upgraded my stories about who I am and who others are? And has that made me have a more flexible mind? So you might just take note of that. So there you have it, my dear ones. That's our archetypal dance for the week. I want to complete by giving you this poem from Pat Schneider called Instructions for the Journey. The self you leave behind is only a skin you have outgrown. Don't grieve for it. Look to the wet, raw, unfinished self, the one you are becoming. The world, too, sheds its skin. Politicians, cataclysms, ordinary days. It's easy to lose this tenderly unfolding moment. Look for it as if it were the first green blade after a long winter. Listen for it as if it were the first clear tone in a place where the dawn is heralded by bells. And if all that fails, wash your own dishes. Rinse them. Stand in your kitchen at your sink. Let cold water run between your fingers. Feel it. The self you leave behind is only a skin you have outgrown. That, dear ones, is a little flavor of Saturn saying, pay attention and get real with what's really happening in your life, with a touch of Scorpio saying, what's over? Lean in, notice it, acknowledge it, mark it. Thanks as always for all your support, your listening support, those of you who can or are willing to donate in support of this podcast. And check out my offerings. You can go to astrologyalchemy.com, go to the resources page. I've got programs coming up. I've got astrology courses you can get. And just take real good care of yourself. Look for the one you are becoming. Bless your alchemical journey.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.